Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
All right, John.
Yeah.
Fun question for people to ponder. As you look at the NFC North standings today, you'll see the Lions are in first place. And you'll see the team right below them. Not the Green Bay Packers.
Oh,
the Chicago Bears. Who's the bigger threat?
Well, when looking at Chicago and their resurgence, starting off 0-2, and they are, what, six? They've won six of their last seven. You look at their wins, and, okay, the Bengals, that was an absolute wild game. Colson loved them with the touchdown at the very end to win it. Should they have won that game? Probably not, but they did. Same thing with the Giants. And then you can look at the Commanders game, the Raiders game. Like, there are just some games in there where you're like, wow, they're really living a charmed life over the last 7 weeks. Took a loss to the Ravens. It was in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
But you look at the rest of their schedule and you think, okay, well, they're playing a last-place schedule. You know they're going to play the division games, right? They've still got the Vikings, which they're actually going to play this week, which I think will tell us a lot about them. They've got the Packers twice. Obviously, we play them at the very end of the season. Niners, Browns, Eagles, Steelers. It's a little bit tougher than the last place schedule that you would expect a team to play. Mm-hmm. I don't think what they're doing is sustainable for the rest of the season. I think they're going to be much – they're better than I thought that they would be at this time of the year. And again, some of those are some dumb luck games. But as I mentioned with the Eagles, ugly wins are still wins.
The wins count, and the wins may be enough for them to get in the playoffs. I don't take them seriously as a threat in the NFC North. I just don't. Because to your point about sustainability here, yeah, they beat the Giants last week. The Giants have blown all of these double-digit leads this season. Four in the month. In a month's time. Like, they just keep blowing these games and Jackson Dart gets hurt. I mean, that fueled the comeback really to me more than anything that Chicago did. Who have they beaten? Again, the wins count in making them in the playoffs, but forecasting ahead, projecting them to challenge for the division crown? Sorry, beating the Bengals, Giants, Saints, Raiders, Commanders, and Cowboys, that's not a murderer's row. Look, I'm not there yet with Chicago as a real threat in this division.
Let me ask you this. Because, I mean, it used to be, you know, hey, defenses win championships, and we saw what the Eagles did last year with a really good defense. But it's more of an offensive-driven league.
Mm-hmm.
Are the Bears at the point right now where their offense is more reliable than the Packers' offense?
Yes, some of that is the injuries.
Right, yeah, the injuries to the receivers for the Packers. Obviously,
yeah,
they're tight end.
Kraft and Dobbs and the first round, the rookie didn't play last week on Monday night either. Golden.
Right. So you got to ask the question, are they better suited to win more games than Green Bay is. And I just went through the schedule for Chicago. But for Green Bay, all right, they've got the Giants this weekend, so they should get right. I think there's going to be something to be said for the division matchups. They got the Vikings twice still. Obviously, we play them on Thanksgiving. They've got the Bears twice, so we'll see that head-to-head.
Now think about that. Green Bay still has to play five division games. Mm-hmm.
And they've got the Broncos, which is going to be in Denver, middle of December. And at the end of the year, right before they sandwich it between the Bears and the Vikings, both of those are on the road. They've got to host the Ravens. And I think we all know that the Ravens are scratching and clawing for every single win. That might be a must-win game for the Ravens to either win the division or actually get into the postseason. So I think the road might be a little bit more challenging, actually, for the Green Bay Packers.
Are you making the case that the Bears are the bigger threat in the North?
I don't...
Or is there no threat in the North?
I don't think you could say that, especially after the way the Lions played against the Vikings.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to sit here and say there's no threat.
Well, then who is the bigger threat between the two? I'm still going to say Green Bay. They beat us once. I think their ceiling's higher. Their defense is better. I'm not overly impressed with the quality of the Bear wins. I don't know how sustainable it is. I will still go Green Bay. And I'm not terrified of Green Bay.
No, I trust Green Bay more, I guess, than I trust the Bears. But there's always a big but.
Is there, John?
I was trying not to say it. There is always a but. And, I mean, the but is the fact that the Bears and the Packers still have to play twice. And I'm very curious as to what Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson will do. Because, remember, Ben Johnson had a few things to say about Matt LaFleur when he first got the job in Chicago.
Are you taking note of what the Bears are doing? They're 6-3. They're tied for first place in this division. Of course, Detroit has the tiebreaker. They dropped 50 on Ben Johnson in week two. Bigger threat, the Bears or the Packers, who are suddenly in third place in the NFC North.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.